Let's start with a story of truly enduring love. JB and Lynette Tuttle have been married for more than 70 years. The Savannah couple is now in their 90s. They're both retired and live together in a nursing home. GPB's Sean Powers brings us this timeless story of romance.
My name is Lynette Tuttle.
And my name is J.B. Tuttle. We met in 1940 out in Garden City.
I thought he was cute. I liked his sense of humor. And I liked that he was courteous and kind. What was that song you used to whistle? At Last is our song.
At last, my love has come along.
At last, my love will come along. I didn't get hired to sing. My voice is weak, I'm sorry. We call it our song. The wording is such that it says, at last my love will come along. Well, that fitted our relationship, so it became our theme song.
Always had a good time dancing. That was real popular back in those days. A lot of times we would dance at people's homes. They'd push the rugs back in the living room and let the children dance.
All the girls were envious because I was dating this guy that could really dance.
The night I looked at you.
Date night, usually going to Lucas Theater. At that time, the Lucas Theater, I think, was 35 cents. So you could go to Lucas Theater for 35, 35, 70, and go around to the Crystal Beer Hall and get you a couple of hamburgers and Coke, and for a dollar you had a good date.
We saw Gone with the Wind at the Lucas Theater, and it remains our favorite movie.
No, I don't think I will kiss you, although you need kissing badly. That's what's wrong with you. You should be kissed and often, and by someone who knows how.
Oh, and I suppose you think you're the proper person.
I might be, if the right moment ever came.
It had such an impact. It was a great movie, I'm sure you would agree. And that has remained what I would pick as my number one movie.
Well, she was a couple of years older than I am, but I thought she was real cute. And she had just graduated from high school. Of course, I was still in high school. But we started dating, got married later on in life.
He had got a pass when he got a promotion in the Army. And he called and said, I've got a pass. Let's get married. Of course, we already engaged. We celebrated our honeymoon by having punch and cake. January 21st, 1944. Right, babe?
Right.
If you really love somebody, you're willing to adapt for their sake as well as your own. I thought that I would have children and raise a big family, and it didn't happen. In those days when I was fertile, there was very little to do to increase our chances of having a child. It was a disappointment, but the Lord had made it possible for us to be happy in spite of that loss.
I tell her how much I love her, and I hope we'll meet in heaven, and I know we will.